Blog Talk Radio.
My business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, excuse me, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel guidance, that free angel advice. So you can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that number to call in for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, once again, hello, listeners, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you for listening in. You know, whether you're listening on the computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to my archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, and there are lots of shows to choose from as they number more than 72 so far. Or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes to listen to. So you can either listen live every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or whenever it's convenient to your schedule. No matter where and no matter when you're listening, it's great to have you along. Firstly, myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, well, we hope that everyone had a beautiful Mother's Day on Sunday. And they want to tell us that this Mother's Day was very, very different energetically from the ones that we've had before. They've made mention in previous radio programs that they think it's strange how we as humans set aside days for holidays like Valentine's Day and Mother's Day to celebrate love. And they wonder why we do not have a National Breathing Day or a National Beating of Your Heart Day, as breathing and our heart beating, along with love, are something that occurs naturally in every second and not on a prescribed day. And while this is true, Mother's Day this year arose to a whole new energetic height. For you see, it was not only celebrated for those women with children as a collective consciousness, it was celebrated consciously and unconsciously as a day to celebrate all forms of mothers. Each one of us came from a mother, and whether the experience was what we would have desired, we blessed our mothers for having brought us forth. They did their best that they knew how with their own experience of life. And for those mothers that had been estranged from their children, or perhaps their children, for whatever reason, do not contact them, they gave thanks for the experience of motherhood, and many celebrated the way they mothered and unselfishly gave to their children. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that heaven was absolutely buzzing on Sunday, as many who no longer have their mothers on the earth plane sent loving thoughts and prayers and beautiful words of praise to their mothers across the veil. And yes, the Posse of Angels is assuring us that there were lots of Mother's Day celebrations in heaven on Sunday. But let's not forget the men who are not only fathers, but they're also mothers to their children. And for everyone who has ever lovingly mentored, cared for, or gave from their heart and mothered another, this day was in celebration for you too. You know, listeners, I look back over my healing practice, Angel Healing House, of more than 10 years, and I think back hundreds and hundreds of clients and the way I lovingly and compassionately mothered them. And the last two in this list is the celebration of, guess what, mothering ourselves, who we so often forget, because we are the reflection of divine source, and therefore we have divine eternal natures. And lastly is the celebration of our dearest, most cherished Mother Earth. She is the one that we have been blessed with, that brings forth all of that yummy food for our Mother's Day celebrations. And she brings forth the flowers and the roses that we are given, and each and every ingredient that's ever been put into the boxes of chocolate that so many people are given. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of us on this blessed planet, each and every one of us, divine souls. I'd like to acknowledge, actually, two beautiful reviews that were posted on the Amazon.com site for my inspirational book, Angels of Faith. This first one is entitled Angels Do Fly, and it reads, Claire Candy writes a wonderfully touching book. Midway through the book, my heart began to open and tears flooded my eyes as I began to heal. A poetically wonderful book filled with wonderful images. Thank you for writing this moving piece. And that review was by David, of Los Angeles. And the second review is entitled Faith in the Unseen, an awakening book filled with awe, inspiring moments of real life becoming miraculous and magical. I so recommend this book for all ages to give you the wind beneath your wings. And that review is by Susan of Los Angeles. If, like David, you would like to experience your heart opening with recognition to your divine eternal nature, or perhaps you would feel like Susan and would like to feel the wings of the angels lift you to the heavens, to your divine eternal nature, you can purchase this beautiful story, The Champ Messages, and angelic energies in Angels of Faith by going to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. Or you can go to www.amazon.com, type in Angels of Faith by Claire Candy Hoff to purchase your own book, or perhaps if you've purchased the book already and read it, perhaps if it has moved you, you would like to put a review on Amazon as well. You know, listeners, I was recently asked to be a guest on David Matthew Brown's radio program, Inside Out. And after my interview, we had an opportunity to get together for a tea and a like-minded chat. It was a short while after that I received this beautiful poem that David Matthew Brown was inspired to compose about meeting me. And the poem is entitled, Met an Angel, and it goes like this. Hard to explain, really. The mind has a concept of what angels look like. Big wings, halos, you know. This one walked into a cafe, big smile, light in her eyes, married, sat down with some tea, and talked to me about being free. How glorious, wonderful. I'm open to receive, and peace comes. Peace comes when sincere is ready. Talking about true peace is book. Walking it is meant for masters. Her walk was real. We talked about this and that. We laughed and connected. Then, like all things, said, see you soon. Some people come into your life for a moment, a minute, a day or two. Others stay for a year or more. Some are around for lifetimes. Lately, the ones I have met, I have known for lifetimes. Soul family. I leave wondering for a minute my visit from God. Thank you for teaching me to listen. I will shut up now. Follow Claire Candy Hoff. Now, not that anybody has to follow, but thank you again, David, for this lovely, lovely poem. I was particularly drawn to the line, the mind has a concept of what angels look like. And then he goes on to describe me in human form. And this got me to thinking about how much of our lives are dictated by what our programmed concepts tell us to believe and to see, rather than what our heart and our soul is telling us to be true. And even though something appears right in front of our eyes, it's our perceptions that often have us completely dismissing its existence because of our limited linear mind's expectations. Okay, here come the posse of angels. The posse of angels is chiming in, and they wish to address this effect that these expectations and perceptions are having on the light workers on the planet, and in particular with the first way showers to wake up the rest of the planet. Now, I'm often asked, how does one know if they are a first way shower? I mean, there are many light workers on the planet, and those that have awakened so far, are you part of that first way shower, that first wave of light workers? Well, I often tell people, if you've been living a conscious life of awareness and you've been putting your emphasis on promoting peace, love, acceptance, tolerance, forgiveness, non-judgment, and unity, if you've been putting your emphasis on promoting those throughout the world, then you probably are part of this first wave of light workers. Now, as people rapidly shift, they will be hungry for answers to their spiritual questions, and it's the first way showers that they will turn to for support and for inspiration. Now, the Posse of Angels wants to ask each and every one of you listeners, has your journey of ascension changed since you first decided to embrace love instead of fear? And is your idea of ascension and your role different to what you expected when you started on this path as a first way shower or as a light worker? You know, listeners, my own journey began with my walk-in experience that I had in 2003. And besides the fact that I was very ungrounded, I was quite naive to think that this so-called ascension process and helping the planet to enlighten, oh my gosh, it would be an easy thing to accomplish. My gentle, soft, angelic nature thought, when each individual is presented with love and faith and passion and non-judgment, fear and hatred and unforgiveness, of course the world will embrace this change. How innocent was I? Now, the Posse of Angels, I can hear them laughing. Of course, they're laughing with me, and they're not laughing at me, as they want to always say. They don't laugh at anybody. So they're laughing with me, and they're saying that ignorance is bliss. And perhaps that's correct in this instance. For if many of the light workers knew at the start how much effort, how much time, how much money, how much energy, and just how long they would be putting into holding the light for others, well, they probably would have given up a very, very long time ago. For many, the disparity of our expectations of what we thought we would have achieved by now compared to what has manifested for us has seen many light workers who are disheartened. Many are disillusioned and quite downright disappointed. While the Posse of Angels have not been deaf, dumb, and blind to many of the cries and disenchanted feelings that have settled upon the hearts of many of those light workers on the planet. And certainly the level of enthusiasm and excitable energy that many of us had once had to help enlighten our beautiful planet, well, it may have waned, it may have declined, and, okay, to be quite honest, in some cases, it has absolutely disappeared altogether. Having incarnated through my walk-in experience only 10 years ago, well, I'm still pretty much like a little child. I'm still very excited. I'm still pretty much revved up with enthusiasm and passion. I'm very hungry, and I'm fired up to get out there and keep spreading the message of love and light, acceptance and tolerance and peace and unity for not just some, but for all of us. But then there are other light workers, like my dear friend Catherine, who said to me, you know, Candy, having only incarnated 10 years ago, for a youngster in this spiritual quest to create the new world, create the world anew, I have been doing this since the 1960s, she said to me, and I am just weary and bone exhausted from holding the light for the, you know, she remembers all those peace marches she attended to in the 60s. I mean, she was at Woodstock. She was, you know, signing petitions for saving the world and Greenpeace and saving the rainforest. And can you imagine, listeners? She has been doing this for 50 plus years. Now, not everyone has the number of spiritual as my friend Catherine. There have been many who have invested so much of themselves in establishing businesses as healing practitioners and alternative therapists and coaches. And many are lamenting their lack of success, financial reward, or real tangible achievement and accomplishment up until now. Well, the angels, they're chiming in. They're saying that it's understandable why many light workers have lost heart and they have judged their lives harshly because they've not seen the physical manifestation of their expectations appearing yet in their lives. And the posse of angels is emphasizing this word yet, because what is presently occurring on an energetic level on the planet is about to be what some may call a real game changer. Now, this is happening because as a result of the energetic frequencies of the April 25th lunar eclipse and the two major eclipses in May, and the solar one and the full moon lunar eclipse that's happening on May 25th, our beloved planet Earth will see so many people starting to shift. And these numbers will be in the millions, the absolute millions. People will just start to shift and reawaken. And these numbers will tremendously, tremendously increase even further as we go through June. These three major eclipses help to heighten the world's consciousness and will help so many people, even if they have not been on the path of so-called the light workers and have been clearing and cleansing their lives consciously and meditating and cleaning up their diets and expanding themselves through meditation and experiencing grander spiritual awareness. Many of these people on the planet will just shift automatically with these energetic high frequencies coming in through these eclipses. Now, the posse of angels keeps telling me that June is showtime, and that's exactly the way the posse of angels is saying it, as we will be called upon to assist others along their newly shifted spiritual path. But the posse of angels is really, really emphasizing here that this time we will be serving in an extraordinarily different way for ourselves and the world around us compared to what we have done before. And that's why I have entitled this program, The Lightworker's Next Important Step. For much like my dear friend Catherine, we are all weary of carrying energies for others in order to create the new world. And while for many years we were happy to help, to save, enable, give our time, give our money, give our effort, give our counseling away, giving every fiber of ourselves so that others could shift into higher consciousness, many of us will be thrilled, absolutely thrilled to learn that this is no longer our major role. Yes, we've moved as a collective consciousness before, and we certainly couldn't get any further until we brought as many people as possible on board the train of enlightenment. But with these powerful, powerful eclipses, we are asked to serve in a very, very different capacity now. You know, the only responsibility that we truly have to the planet now is a very, very personal one, as we are being asked to stay in the energy of what feels best for us. Your decision and your choices will serve the planet to its highest degree, to its best alignment, to stay in the energy joy of, because that physically manifests will look different and ever. You might be waking at Earth, but you can use experience and the things that you set up to save and enable others. But you know, listeners, just like it was vastly important for for each and every one of the first wave of lightworkers to ultimately learn to discover ourselves and discover our true authentic self and what makes us joyful and filled with love. It is absolutely paramount that we let the second wave of lightworkers figure this out for themselves. And the Posse of Angels are agreeing. They're saying that we, the first wave of lightworkers, we are so weary and we're so exhausted having held the light for so many for so long that we, in a lot of ways, we get to retire into a life of focusing on our joy and our love. Now, there are some out there who still have an enormous amount of energy to give and desire to teach, mentor others. But the next second light workers, and if this really truly feels joyful to you, then by all means go for it. But the Posse of Angels, well, they're stressing that we need to allow others through this deepest by themselves. The vision that the Posse are is that of the phoenix bird has to be burned in the fire and is burned down to his ashes. As many of us went through immense challenges and darkness of our own souls to having arisen wiser and stronger and more peaceful and loving as a result of enduring our trials. With the first wave of lightworkers having explored our deep pain, fear, sadness, bitterness, regret, resentment, and anger, we have graduated. And listeners, we certainly do not need to fall back into that process again by serving others as they go through it. Our role as the first wave of lightworkers is to tell our story, shine our example out to the world of what we have endured, what we have gone through, and the challenges and the struggles that we have overcome. And the more we do this with joy and unconditional love and passion and forgiveness and non-judgment, the more we will be the example for others to follow. Before we speak more about how we are going to be that example of wisdom and energy out to the world in order to help the second wave of light workers as they wake up, let's go to the phone line. 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Cyril.
Cyril, how have you been?
I've been okay. How have you been?
I've been very well. How have you experienced these last two eclipses that we have had?
Well, I've been feeling ways, sometimes very tired. And other times I felt like I just need a vacation or I really don't need to be here.
You don't need to be here on the earth plane.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like, what am I doing? The energy has been, I think there's been a lot of energy moving around.
Yeah.
And it had made me feel tired. So that's what, I end up questioning why I'm here anyway.
I know.
I just need to exit.
I know. But it's amazing, Cyril, how you've absolutely touched on those three things that I've experienced myself. So many others have voiced to me, my clients and students. They said that they're absolutely so tired. And what I spoke about today, about those certainly like Catherine, who's been doing this since the 1960s, and holding the light for the planet and signing those petitions and marching for peace and all of these things, we're just tired. We are bone weary, and we are tired for holding the light for so many on the planet. And what I speak about, and that's why I wrote this, and the Posse of Angels suggested that I write this, the Light Worker's Next Step, because you know, we feel like our first part of our mission is over. We don't have to save anybody anymore. We don't have to enable anybody. We get to retire in many instances from that role. And with retiring from that role, we feel like we're going to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we feel like we haven't. It's like working at your job for a long, 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 long time and deferring your vacation time. And we feel like now we have all this accrued vacation time coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like. It feels like, oh my gosh, we get to retire, we get to go on vacation. Like in other words, and this is gonna sound like, you know, we were doing light work in order to have a payoff, but we do, many of us feel like, to use that word, the payoff is coming, like we get to retire and we get to change what we're doing, we get to change how we're doing it. And in many respects, it's interesting that you say you don't want to be here on the earth plane anymore, or you feel like that, because energetically, our realities will change because we will start to fully embrace our multidimensional selves.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to be experiencing is we're going to be experiencing full time, like we are living heaven on earth. That's where a lot of people are shifting to, and certainly this past Mother's Day helped exponentially raise that love quotient on the planet for people to really ground that feeling of living heaven on earth. I often speak about heaven on earth. Living in zero point, you know, having what that feels like to be whole, complete, to be pure love, in joy, bliss, and harmony, innocence like a child, all of those things. So, so that was very insightful of you to, you know, take those three things: being tired, going on vacation, and exiting the earth plane. Now, one message that the offering is bringing in for you, Cyril, bringing in for me, mm-hmm. and bringing in for everyone else, is the only reason people would really feel weighed down and tired if, and again, this whole thing on this topic today is about expectation. If your expectation of your have to have accomplished what you should accomplish, what you ought to have accomplished as a light worker, that will certainly weigh you down with this burden of expectation and make you tired. You feel like you have to accomplish some things as a light worker?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I feel like things are moving too slowly. They need to speed up.
Well, the posse of angels, of course, they're laughing, but they don't laugh at us. They laugh with us. And they're saying that God, they're showing the source of all that is. They're showing God holding up this big cuckoo clock. And the cuckoo clock is God's cuckoo clock. And God determines when the cuckoo comes out. And things don't move fast. Things don't move slow. Things move in their exact divine timing. And the posse of angels is showing me, go back to what we just said. If there's any expectation of what you have to, you should, or ought to accomplish in a certain amount of time, then you would think that time is either too fast or too slow, and that time is running out for you. So instead of worrying that things are not happening fast enough, put your emphasis on looking at God with that cuckoo clock and saying, well, God has the clock. I don't have to worry about time moving too slow or too fast. I just say, thank you for things always working out exactly when they're supposed to work out. And I'll let go of any expectation. And that feels to me, I can feel it in my tummy, it feels so much better to release that than to say, oh, you know, I got to do this. And I'm saying this for me too, Cyril, because I've written 5 other books that I've channeled and written, and they're all ready to come out. And throughout the years, I've asked the Posse of Angels, okay, should I be sending this out to, you know, different publishers? And should I be, should? And they say, no. I said, yeah, but I'll reach out. And they said, no. I said, what is yours, whatever is yours, is divinely yours. You will not miss out on it. Send you with ease and ease the sign when it's supposed those books to come out. Not time yet, so go and write, go and play, go and have joy, and we'll get back to you. So we're all really on a need to know basis, and God has the cuckoo clock.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a message not only for you, Cyril, but for myself and for everybody who is all humans on the earth plane. And don't we drive ourselves crazy by trying to push things into happening?
Mm-hmm.
So let me go to the cards and just have a quick 3-card read for you and see what comes up. I see that we have another caller, 718. So you're going to be next in line in a few minutes after Cyril's read, so just hang on. Okay, what card did you get? The 10 of Wands. Oh, this is it is so funny. This card is the card of burdens. And it's about all your spiritual knowledge and all of the wealth of things that you have to share with the world, Cyril. And they're saying, unburden yourself. It's a 10 card. It says you're coming to a new beginning as well. So allow yourself to be unburdened and allow yourself to determine when all of those things are going to happen. And you wouldn't want them to happen one moment sooner than they're divinely supposed to happen, because all of the players, all of the connections and opportunities wouldn't be put in place. And they're saying that this month, especially the month of June coming up and July, the 7th part of the Chariot, things will start to move fast for all of us. Okay? So don't lose your faith. Don't lose your trust. That July card, that number 7 card, the Chariot, is the movement card, and things are going to come in. And beautiful reading here, Cyril. The Justice card is number 11, is truth will be done. Your truth, the balance of your life, the wisdom that you have inside and the imparting it with others, you will be able to speak your truth, and that time is coming. So, beautiful reading. So, I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it has.
All right. You have an absolutely beautiful day, and I know you're hanging on and listening. So, take care, Cyril.
Yes,
lots
I'll keep
of
listening.
Love.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Cyril. Thank you for bringing up those 3 very important points about how many are feeling tired, like we need to go on vacation, and we've had it with plane and want to live more of an on-earth existence. So let's go to 718. Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. Give me 1 second. No, actually, I'm a Sheila. Give me my card. You just gave me what I was in the phone call. Here's my card. Look around, okay? I'll get back to you guys.
Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing.
Hello. Yes, so I'm
Hello.
Sorry. Hi, this is Ashiel.
Ashiel, nice to hear from you again. How have you been?
I've been good, and I'm trying to talk to you. I got some clients here, but I can still talk.
Well, it's good to have clients. God bless the clients.
Yeah, that I can't complain about. It's definitely a good thing. I was just wanting to focus a little bit on my love life.
On your love life. Remember we spoke about this last time, Ashiel, and
yes.
I said you were so, so, so focused on your getting your business up and running. And, you know, and sometimes we really do have to put other areas of our lives on the back burner in order to power forth what that is. And that's okay, but now, and I said, one has to come in, our love life is important. And have you seen the results of that meeting that I gave you last time?
Say it again because you're breaking up.
Oh, sorry. As a result of the reading that I gave you last time about putting more emphasis and focus on your love life, what have you noticed since then?
Well, I noticed that someone came into my business here to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been putting myself a little more out there. And, you know, I've been, you know, a little flirty and all that stuff. And I felt like there's some kind of connection there. There's something. You know, came to do work in my, you know. My job. And we exchanged phone numbers, and you know, and I'm just trying to see if that's something that's showing in the reading as a potential.
Well, the first thing that the Posse of Angels are saying is follow your intuition.
Okay.
That's number one. If you felt like there was some connection there, also they're saying that you don't have to push and force anything.
Okay.
So, If something feels right for you, then just gently step forward and then start to experience what happens as a result of that.
Okay.
We all know what that feels like, pushing love. Every time we push love, it runs away from us.
Okay.
The more that we can be open and allowing, the softness. Okay, they're using these words, Ashiel, and these words have characteristics in for women. But because of the divine feminine that is opening up in men to experience their feminine natures, saying for you to be soft, for you to be yielding, for you to be receptive, for you to be receiving. And all of these things are pointing towards being gentle, kind, and compassionate. It's not that you're a wimp. It's not that you've lost your masculinity. Is that you're getting more in touch with your divine feminine nature. And this is going to help you enormously as you experience this relationship possibly opening for you. Okay, so the first card you get is the Eight of Swords, and this is trust. Trust God, trust yourself, trust your intuition. You know, also they're showing me the lotus flower. The lotus flower grows in the mud, and it's one of the most slowly opening flowers that there is. It takes a very, very long time to open. And they're saying, allow this love, or allow the love inside of you to blossom so that it there's a reflection of it in your physical reality. So that Eight of Swords is all about trust. It's about going within. And just don't, I'm hearing this for you. You're very enthusiastic, Ashiel. Don't rush forward. Don't push it. And I know that you're excited, but they're saying allow this love to just grow and blossom naturally and organically. The next card that you get, okay, is the Hanged Man. And this card is, actually, you've been put in a little bit of suspension with this relationship, and the reason for that is because they're saying that they want your intuition to be tested to see whether you're going to push as you have done in the past, and they've been disappointed, or that you're going to allow it to naturally blossom. And the good thing about the Hanged Man, although it shows us being suspended, which nobody likes to be suspended, you know, and to wait, it's also a card that is the number three, and the number three is the card of magic. So allow that magic to happen between this relationship. Oh, and the next card is the the death card, and that death card is saying that there's a new beginning. So certainly, this relationship is one that that has come into your life. It, the party of angels are saying, this is a result of you deciding and saying, thank you. Thank you for my lovely relationship, for the love relationship that is coming to me, and keep focusing on, and keep focusing on projecting yourself in that loving relationship, rather than putting your focus on not having a loving relationship.
It's funny you say you're already using the term relationship. I mean, what I've done so far, after we exchange numbers, I just send a text, you know, just briefly say thank you, and I haven't followed through since because I feel like, okay, I'm just going to relax and just and see if, you know, I'm going to get a response. That's what I was doing. So,
well, the funny thing about this is you already have this love relationship. It just hasn't manifested yet on the physical plane. So the more that you can say to God and the angels, and you can sit with this, and you can feel so heavenly, Ashiel. You sit for maybe 5 or 10 minutes a day in silence, and you close your eyes, and you say, thank you for my beautiful love in my life. She is, and whatever you want her to be, she is, you know, kind, she's considerate, she's trustworthy, she's loyal. It sounds like a dog. you know, she's whatever, you know, when I did this 6 months before I drew my beloved twin flame husband each to myself, I wrote, thank you for my twin flame relationship. I said, we travel the world together. We work together. We're supportive. We're best buddies. You know, he's kind and compassionate and sweet and loving and all of those things. And he makes me a priority. I'm his princess. Whatever, you know, I'm whatever you want to write, Ashiel, or whatever you want to speak. And the power of the spoken word is unbelievable.
Okay.
Whatever we speak now in these higher times of consciousness becomes God. Okay? So if you sit in quiet time and you write out what, you know, thank you for this beautiful, beloved woman, girl of mine, you know, and her attributes and, you know, how you're, the feelings that you have for her, by speaking it out, you keep affirming to the universe, this is mine. I have this already. And then they will orchestrate the divine timing along with God and his cuckoo clock to set forth the divine timing in order for you two to be together.
When you said this relationship is already mine, you talking about this particular one, or just have somebody? It might be somebody else. That's what I'm trying to
say. It might be somebody else. I'm saying that the reason this girl turned up was because you took your 100% focus off of your business and took the angel's message and said, "Well, I now have to put some of my focus on allowing love into my life." She might be the one. She might be the one, but don't put all of your eggs certainly in one basket just by a text or just by this feeling that you had. But just keep affirming, thank you. So she might be the one, but it might be somebody else. But just affirm, thank you for my wonderful relationship that I know is mine. And then you don't come at it from lack. You come at it from being full and abundant.
Okay. And how do you feel? How do you feel in terms of me not, you know, deciding not to reach out at this point? So I'm doing the right thing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm hearing. Allow it to bloom in its own time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ashiel, and good luck not only in your love life but also in your business. And take care.
And next time I'll probably let you know that I'm in a relationship when I go.
That's what I love. I love that. Ashiel.
Well, we went through the business. It's already happened. So I guess that's the next step, the relationship. So the next time I call you, I'll let you know.
If that belief that belief and just you saying that has already started the wheels of the universe bringing you back tenfold whatever you're feeling in your heart. God bless you, Ashiel.
Same to you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was so lovely. Oh, God bless Ashiel. Thank you so much. And it reminded us that, you know, he said, well, he said the business worked out, and next call that he's going to make is going to be the one about his fulfilled relationship desire. I love it. I absolutely love it. So, okay, thank you so much for those calls. Before your phone calls, I was speaking about how the light worker's role on the planet has shifted from one of us saving and enabling others to being the example of having transcended our own challenges, our own suffering, and dark nights of the soul, because we transmuted our fear, our pain, our anger, our sadness to embracing unconditional love, peace, and joy. So if many of us are not going to be saving and enabling others, what the heck are we going to be doing? Well, here come the posse of angels chiming. This, we will be doing plenty. Many of us will shine our authentic natures, our wisdom, and our light onto the planet through our writing and our creative projects. For example, my beloved twin flame husband, Pete, and I are writing screenplays for the books that I've channeled, and also the screenplays for the ideas that God has given him for movies. And I'll write my inspirational radio programs that have enlightened and uplifted so many. And I use myself and as an example that if I can drag myself out of the depths of despair, being anorexic and suicidal from a 26-year abusive marriage till now living heaven on earth, perhaps my story will be the impetus and the inspiration for someone else to set them on the path of choosing to live in love and joy as well. And believe me, listeners, if you're a first wave of light worker, you have an incredible, special, and unique story of how you transmuted your own fear, your own judgment, and unforgiveness into unconditional love and joy. And the more you share your story with others enthusiastically and excitedly, it will give others the strength to transmute their own fears into love and joy. The posse of angels, here they come flying in. They're saying, we, first wave of light workers, have done what no has ever done on this planet before, because we've elevated the level of love and joy to such an immense, expansive, heightened state, heightened level, that it's made it possible for others to shift and enlighten into consciousness as well. God and the angels are so very proud of our accomplishments, and they're encouraging us to embrace our life story, embrace it, and share it with others in whatever and whichever way you are most passionate about it. You know, there are many of us who have stepped up and said, God's will, I will to will God's will, in whatever way, shape, or form that we get the most joy and we are the most excited, enthusiastic about, that's the way that God wants us to step forward and to present our story to the world. So whether that's a book that you have inside of you, to write that book, whether it's going on and being a speaker, speaking with different groups in different communities about your experiences being that first wave of light worker and how you transcended your own fear and challenges and struggles of being unworthy and deserving into now stepping into a different reality and living heaven on earth. Whether you've got a screenplay inside of you, whatever it is that creative endeavor that you want to go out and create, create it, and then the world will be a path to your door, because there is only what you desire now. And the way is clear for you to be that storyteller, for you to tell your story authentically, honestly, openly, transparently, and then people's energies have lifted to the degree that they'll be able to not only hear you, perceive you, and they'll be able to understand the truth behind the message that you're giving in pure joy and love in every moment. You will not only create your own individual heaven on earth, but because the universe is and exists in each and every one of us, we are such expanded, multidimensional beings, so much more than our physical a physical manifestation, a physical incarnation of ours, that when you go on to create your own individual heaven on earth, you will be the shining example for all others to go forth and to lovingly then create their own heaven on earth with absolute joy. So I just have about a minute left to do a 3-card read for all of us. Perhaps you have not called in today. Perhaps you're just listening. And also for those people who will be listening to the show archive, if you do get this message, if you've been listening and if you are listening at a later date, then this 3-card read will be for you. Just a general 3-card read that will help us all as we're going into the latter part of May. I love it. The Fool card comes out. And if you don't know tarot, don't be offended. The Fool is about being childlike in innocence. And we're all starting over because we're tired of holding the light for others. We get to retire. We get to go on vacation just like a child and allow Mother, Father, God, the angels to look after us and bring us what we need, bring us what we desire and we wish. So that's the first card, is the Fool card. Oh, I love it. I love it, angels. And the second card is that this month of May is going to be a change, a game changer for all of us. It's the 5 of Wands in which things will change in our lives, the way we do things, the way we perceive things as we go to a much higher level. And then the next card that's coming out is the 6 of Pentacles, which is not only feeling wealthy, but be able to give this wealth and abundance of spiritual knowledge out to others and create this wealth, this spiritual wealth, through sharing our stories with others. So I'd like to thank everybody. Thank you, my callers. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the program. Don't forget, Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me a request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your extraordinary, expansive, and multidimensional radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Tell your story authentically, honestly, openly, and transparently in the most creative way you possibly can imagine. Love and angel blessings to you all. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.